You changed your code and it broke mine. Now I gotta spend a lot of time, he said, on the mailing list. He said, you changed your code. Don't you think, don't you know? Are you stupid, he said, and he sent it to the mailing list. Well, the message stunk, cause everything I'd done was to fix the stupid mess he'd begun for our best customer when he broke that database. I typed up a message, you're the protege of a bald monkey with a bad toupee. I chose reply all and I press send, cause it's a flame war and my hands are shaking with the self-righteous drama that we've been making. I put you in your place, I delight in your disgrace, cause it's clear to see this is between you and me and everyone else in the company. I'm reading through the messages point by point. His logic is so disjoint. He's so wrong, and I'm so right. The boss says to me, we got work to do. Do you know the appropriate thing to do? I said, I do, and I'll prove it to you. So I composed a letter so clear and true, even a monkey could read it through. I typed it up and I pressed send, cause it's a flame war and my hands are shaking with the self-righteous drama that we've been making. I put you in your place, I delight in your disgrace, cause it's clear to see this is between you and me and everyone else in the company. I cleaned out my desk and packed up my boxes, thinking about strange paradoxes. I'm so right and he's so wrong. I write up my thoughts in one short missive of all the things everyone's missing. One last message and I press send, cause it's a flame war and my hands are shaking with the self-righteous drama that we've been making. I put you in your place, I delight in your disgrace, cause it's clear to see this is between you and me and everyone else in the company. Yes, it's clear to see this is between you and me and everyone else in the company.